came to bring you life.
Prišiel som.
To bring you life abundantly.
Prišiel som, aby ste mali život a aby ste ho mali v hojnosti.
This is what Jesus told us yesterday.
To nám Ježiš povedal včera.
I came to bring you life and to bring you life physically, emotionally and spiritually.
Prišiel som, aby ste mali život a to život po stránke emocionálnej, telesnej aj duchovnej.
Yesterday we saw that we are going during these days to encounter Jesus as healer of our life.
Včera sme si povedali, že počas týchto dní sa stretneme s Ježišom ako s našim uzdravovateľom.
And we said that we can look at healing from different aspects.
A povedali sme si, že na uzdravovanie sa môžeme pozerať z rozličných aspektov.
From a physical point of view.
Z hľadiska telesného.
From an emotional point of view.
Z hľadiska emocionálneho.
From a spiritual point of view.
Z hľadiska duchovného.
From a liberative point of view.
Z hľadiska oslobodzovania.
And the healing of the family tree.
A napokon je to uzdravovanie rodostromu.
Now, before going a bit to touch these different aspects,
skôr ako sa dotkneme týchto rôznych aspektov,
we must put the basis of healing.
Musíme si položiť základ uzdravovania.
And the basis of healing is feeling loved by God.
A základom uzdravovania je to, že cítime sa byť Bohom milovaní.
This is the basis. This is the ground for every healing.
Toto je základ, to je fundament každého uzdravenia.
If I do not feel loved by God,
ak sa necítim byť milovaný Bohom,
and if I do not love myself,
a ak nemilujem seba samého,
I am not open to the healing that Jesus wants to give me.
Nie som otvorený pre uzdravenie, ktoré mi chce dať Ježiš.
Only this is essential. Only this is the ground for any healing.
A toto je podstatné, toto je základ pre každé uzdravenie.
Now, God is loving me.
Boh ma miluje.
And it is more than saying God is loving us.
Je to viac ako keď povieme Boh nás miluje.
Because when we say God is loving us, we are just putting ourselves as one of a crowd.
Lebo keď hovoríme Boh nás miluje, tak sa vnímame iba ako jeden zo zástupu.
But when I am aware that God is loving me, that means that there is a specific care of God for me.
Ale ak hovorím, že Boh ma miluje, to znamená, že si uvedomujem, že Boh sa o mňa osobitne stará.
Jesus told us that the Father knows when every little hair falls from our head.
Pán Ježiš povedal, že nebeský Otec vie o tom, keď nám vypadne čo len jediný vlas.
So this means that God enters into the detail of my life.
To znamená, že Boh pozná detaily nášho života.
It is not that God created me and left me on my own.
Boh ma stvoril, ale nenechal ma samého na seba odkázaného.
He is a father and a mother at the same time.
On je otcom aj matkou zároveň.
All earthly fatherhood and all earthly motherhood is just a flash of the fatherhood and motherhood there is in God.
Každé pozemské otcovstvo, každé pozemské materstvo je len vlastne určitým zábleskom materstva a otcovstva nebeského Otca.
Now you know what a mother does.
A viete, čo robí matka?
If you return from a holiday, she doesn't ask you just how did you go.
Ak sa vrátite z nejakej dovolenky, tak sa vás nespýta iba to, ako sa vám darilo.
But she goes into detail.
Ale vstupuje do podrobností.
Where did you sleep?
Kde si spal?
Did you sleep well?
Dobre sa ti spalo.
What did you eat?
Čo si jedol?
And so on.
A tak ďalej.
Many detailed questions.
Teda pýta sa rôzne podrobné otázky.
And that is the nature of the mother.
Toto je prirodzenosť matky.
Now, the nature of the fatherhood and motherhood of God is more than that.
Ale prirodzenosť materstva a otcovstva Božieho je ešte viac.
He knows also if a hair falls from your head.
On vie aj to, či vám vypadol z hlavy nejaký vlások.
And so this means that God knows every detail of your life.
A to znamená, že Boh pozná každú podrobnosť nášho života.
He knows any problem that you have.
Každý problém pozná, ktorý máte.
It is not necessary that you press as the Canaanite woman who wanted to touch the mantle of Jesus.
A bez toho to pozná, že by sme naliehali na neho ako kanánska žena, ktorá sa chcela dotknúť obruby plášte Ježiša.
He already knows everything.
On vie všetko.
He knows my standing and my sitting.
On vie, či sedím a či stojím.
He knows every detail.
On pozná každý detail.
Look at the bird of the sky.
Pozrite sa na nebeské vtáctvo.
There are thousands, millions.
Je, sú ich tisíce, sú ich milióny.
And yet there is not one bird that falls without knowing about it.
A nie ani jedného vtáčika, ktorý by padol na zem bez toho, aby otec o tom nevedel.
Look at the lily of the valley.
Pozrite sa na polné lalie.
There are millions.
Sú ich milióny.
And today they are, tomorrow they are not.
A dnes sú a zajtra nie sú.
And yet God knows about them everyone.
A Boh vie o každej jednej.
Well, are you not worth it more than a bird of the skies and the lily of the valley?
Vary, nie ste cennejší ako nebeské vtáky alebo polné lalie?
So, if I have a problem, I am sure that God knows about it.
Teda ak mám problém, tak som si istý, že Boh o ňom vie.
But not only that, but he knows about it as a father.
No nie len to, on o ňom vie ako otec.
So, any problem I am passing through, God is taking care about it.
Teda o každý problém, ktorým prechádzam, o každý problém sa Boh stará.
Many times we do not understand how.
Často nevieme, nechápeme ako.
Because our way of doing is not the same way of doing of God.
Lebo náš spôsob konania je iný ako Boží spôsob konania.
But be sure that he knows about it and he is caring about it.
Ale buďte si istí, že on o ňom vie a on sa oň stará.
And so when I know this, and when I get aware of it, then I feel assured in my life.
A keď to viem a keď si to uvedomujem, tak mám v živote istotu.
I feel secure.
Cítim sa bezpečný.
I don't know whether you know that legend, it is a legend for sure, when God asked death to go and bring with it a young man.
Neviem, či poznáte legendu, určite je to legenda, keď Boh požiadal smrť, aby mu priviedla jedného mladého muža.
And that found this young man surrounded by his wife and family, joyfully playing with his children, joyfully eating with his wife.
A smrť išla a našla tohto mladého muža obklopeného jeho rodinou, ako sa veselo zabával so svojimi deťmi, ako s radosťou jedol so svojou manželkou.
And that asked, but why? Why God is asking me to take with me this young man.
A tak si smrť položila otázku, ako je to možné, prečo Boh chce, aby som zobrala tohto mladého muža.
So that ignored God order.
A tak smrť ignorovala Boží príkaz.
And instead she went into a hut of a very old man who was trembling with sickness all alone in there.
A namiesto toho išla radšej do chatrče jedného starého človeka, ktorý už naozaj sa triasol chvel od bolesti a nemoci.
And that said, oh, I will bring this man to God.
A smrť si povedala, privediem Bohu tohto človeka.
This man lived his life.
Tento muž už prežil svoj život.
Has nobody to help him.
Už nemá nikoho, kto by mu pomohol.
He is just full of sickness.
Je plný chorôb.
So I take this one to God.
Tak zoberiem tohto človeka k Bohu.
And God was angry with man. With that.
A Boh sa na smrť nahneval.
I didn't tell you to bring this man, but the young one.
Ja som ti predsa nepovedal, aby si mi priviedla tohto muža, ale toho mladého.
And that answered, oh, I know, but I had pity of this young man.
A smrť odpovedala, ja viem, ale bolo mi ľúto toho mladého človeka.
And I said, and who will take care of this young woman and the children?
A tak som si povedala, tak kto sa postará o tie deti, kto sa postará o tú ženu?
So God took that on a very high mountain.
A tak potom Boh zobral smrť na veľmi vysoký vrch.
And he said to that, take an axe and break that little rock.
A povedal smrti, zober si sekeru a rozotni tú skalu.
And now God said to that, break it again.
A Boh znova povedal smrti, tak znova sa snaž tú skalu rozlomiť.
And when this little rock was broken, a little worm, black worm, came out running from it.
A keď smrť rozťala tú skalu, tak vyšiel z tejto skaly, vyšla taká husenica, červík, čierny červík a bežal preč.
And God said to that, do you see that little worm?
A Boh povedal smrti, vidíš tohto malého červíka?
Who knew about him?
Kto o ňom vedel?
Nobody.
Nikto.
Nobody came on this mountain.
Nikto neprišiel na tento vrch.
Nobody reached the peak of this rough mountain.
Nikto sa nedostal na vrch tohto strmého vrchu.
And nobody knew about this worm in this rock.
A nikto nevedel o tomto červíku v tejto skale.
And yet I, God, knew about it.
Ale ja, Boh, som o ňom vedel.
And I was taking care of it.
A staral som sa oň.
And do you think that God, who is taking care of a little worm just living on a peak of the mountain, close in a rock?
A myslíš si, že Boh, ja, ktorý sa starám o tohto malého červíka, ktorý je uzatvorený v tejto skalnej diere?
Do you think that God is taking care of this worm? And will not take care of that widow?
Myslíš si, že Boh, ktorý sa stala o tohto malého červíka, sa nepostará aj o mladú vdovu?
And will not take care of the children?
A že sa nepostará o deti?
Well, it's all a question of abandoning ourselves into the hands of God, knowing that He loves us.
A preto je dôležité odovzdať sa do Božích rúk s tým vedomím, že On ma miluje.
And this is why we are saying that this is the basis for every healing.
A preto hovoríme, že toto je základ každého uzdravovania.
But what does it mean very concretely that God is loving me?
Čo to znamená veľmi konkrétne, že ma Boh miluje?
First of all, it is only God who is accepting me as I am.
Poprvé, iba Boh je ten, ktorý ma prijíma takého, aký som.
Nobody accepts me as I am.
Nikto iný ma neprijíma takého, aký som.
Everyone accepts me as he wants me to be.
Každý ma prijíma takého, akého ma chce mať.
Also my mom.
Aj moja mama.
And my dad.
Aj môj otec.
They want me as they like me.
Chcú ma takého, prijímajú ma takého, akého by ma chceli mať.
But not as I am.
Ale nie takého, aký som.
Only God likes me as I am.
Iba Boh ma miluje takého, aký som.
Whether I am a sinner, whether I am a saint, God continues to love me in the same way.
Či som hriešnik, alebo či som svetec, Boh ma neprestáva milovať takého, aký som.
My sin doesn't decrease, diminish the love that God has for me.
Môj hriech nezmenší Božiu lásku ku mne.
As my saintly life, my holy life doesn't increase the love that God has for me.
Takisto ako moja svetosť, môj svätý život nezvýši Božiu lásku ku mne.
Because God cannot increase or decrease.
Lebo Boh sa nemôže Božia láska sa nemôže zvyšovať alebo znižovať.
God is God.
Boh je Boh.
What happens is that when I sin, it is I who cannot receive all the light and all the love that God shows to me.
Čo sa deje? Keď hreším, to znamená, že ja som ten, ktorý nemôžem prijímať všetku tú milosť a všetko to svetlo, ktoré má Boh pre mňa.
Look for example at the prodigal son.
Pozrieme sa napríklad na marnotratného syna.
When the prodigal son left home and he went far away to a distant land.
Keď marnotratný syn odišiel z domu a vydal sa na cestu do ďalekého kraja,
it was not the father who got far from the son, but it was the son who got far from the father.
Nebol to otec, ktorý sa vzdialil od syna, ale bol to syn, ktorý sa vzdialil od otca.
The father continued to love him as he was loving him before.
Otec ho naďalej miloval tak, ako ho miloval predtým.
He didn't increase his love for him.
Jeho láska k nemu sa nezmenšila.
But the son, more distant he went, less he could feel God's love, the love of the father.
Ale čím bol tento syn ďalej od domu svojho otca, tým menej cítil otcovú lásku.
Look at the sun. There is the sun there beating on the window.
Pozrite sa na slniečko. Slnko sa opiera o toto okno.
Now, if we close all the windows and the doors here in this hall,
ak by sme zavreli všetky dvere a všetky okná v tejto miestnosti,
we will be in darkness.
Boli by sme v tme.
But we will be in darkness not because the sun retired.
A boli by sme v tme nie preto, že by slnko zapadlo.
The sun remained there where it was.
Slnko bude naďalej na tom mieste, kde bolo predtým.
Beating on the window.
A bude sa opierať o okno.
But I blocked it.
Ale ja som ho zatarasil, urobil som prekážku.
And once I blocked it, then I do not feel more the light or the warmth of the sun.
A keďže som vytvoril túto prekážku, tak už necítim ani svetlo, ani teplo slnka.
So I am in dark, not because the sun is not there.
Teda som v tme nie preto, že by slnko vonku už nebolo.
But I am in dark because I blocked the light that the sun is giving me.
Ale som v tme preto, lebo ja som dal nejakú prekážku tomu, aby slnko vyslalo svoje svetlo.
Now through my sin, I am not letting God love me less.
Ak hreším, to znamená, že to, tento môj hriech nespôsobí to, že sa Božia láska zmenší.
But I am blocking the love that God has for me.
Ale blokujem tú lásku, ktorou ma Boh miluje.
Somebody asked me, but does God love the devil?
Kto si sa ma pýtal, miluje Boh diabla?
And my answer is yes.
A moja odpoveď znie áno.
It seems very strange.
Znie to divne.
But I cannot put hatred in God.
Ale nemôžem vložiť nenávisť do Boha.
Because once I put hatred in God, God is God no more.
Lebo ak by som pripustil u Boha nenávisť, tak Boh by už nebol Bohom.
In the same way, if I put a spark of love in hell, hell will be no more.
Takisto ako keby som pripustil čo len trocha lásky v pekle, tak peklo by už nebolo peklom.
God is love.
Boh je láska.
So God loves everybody.
Teda Boh miluje každého.
But the flow of love is blocked.
Ale prúd lásky je blokovaný.
Is blocked by sin.
Je blokovaný hriechom.
And in the devil is permanently blocked because he will never bow his head in front of God.
A u diabla je blokovaná táto láska permanentne, pretože on neskloní svoju hlavu pred Bohom.
So, it is only God who accepts me as I am.
Teda iba Boh ma prijíma takého, aký som.
Again going to the prodigal son.
A znova sa vrátime k marnotratnému synovi.
And let us see the father embracing his son.
A všimnime si, ako otec objíma svojho syna.
But when the father embraced his son, he embraced him with his filthy dress.
A keď otec objíma svojho syna, tak ho objíma v jeho špinavom roztrhanom rúchu.
He didn't tell him, first go and change, first go and wash up, and then come and I will embrace you.
Nehovorí mu, choď a najprv sa prezleč, choď a najprv sa umy, až potom ťa objímem.
But he embraced him as he was.
Ale objíma ho takého, aký je.
Dirty.
Špinavého.
Filthy.
V roztrhaných šatách.
Smelly.
Zapáchajúceho.
He accepted him as he is.
Prijíma ho takého, aký je.
Sure. After showing him that he is loving him, then he told him, now go and change and wash up.
Určite potom, keď ho objal, tak potom mu povedal, a teraz choď, prezleč sa, umy sa.
God doesn't want me to be like as I am. He wants me to be better.
Boh nechce, aby som ostal taký, aký som. On chce, aby som bol lepší.
But he loves me as I am.
Ale miluje ma takého, aký som.
You remember the adulterous woman?
Spomínate si na ženu cudzoložnicu?
Everyone was going to stone her.
Každý bol pripravený ukameňovať ju.
And they had the right to do it.
A mali právo to robiť.
Because that was the law.
Lebo taký bol zákon.
The law was very direct. If a woman is caught in adultery, she must be stoned.
Zákon jasne hovoril, že ak je nejaká žena pristihnutá v cudzoložstve, má byť ukameňovaná.
And that is why Muslims up to this very day, if a woman is caught in adultery, they stone her.
A preto moslimovia do dnešného dňa, ak prichytia nejakú ženu cudzoložnicu, tak ju ukameňujú.
Only Jesus accepted her as she is.
Iba Ježiš ju prijal takú, aká bola.
Woman, I do not condemn you.
Žena, ja ťa neodsudzujem.
I condemn your adultery.
odsudzujem tvoje cudzoložstvo.
Go and sin no more.
Choď a už nehreš.
But I do not condemn you.
Ale neodsudzujem ťa.
It means I love you the same way I used to love you before.
To znamená, že ťa milujem takou istou láskou, akou som ťa miloval predtým.
I love you as a sinner in the same way as I used to love you before your sin.
Milujem ťa ako hriešnicu teraz, tak isto, ako som ťa miloval predtým, keď si nehrešila.
I accept you as you are.
Prijímam ťa takú, aká si.
I wish you better.
Želám si, aby si bola lepšia.
But I accept you.
Ale prijímam ťa.
Look at the mother.
Pozrime sa na matku.
If a little boy comes in front of her and he comes dirty, she doesn't ignore him.
Ak nejaký chlapček príde k svojej matke zašpinený, tak ona ho neignoruje.
That little boy remains her baby.
Tento malý chlapček ostáva jej dieťaťom.
But she becomes a bit angry.
A určite troška sa nahnevá.
Because only God accepts me as I am completely.
Ale iba Boh ma prijíma takého, aký som úplne.
And that is the specific love that God has for me.
A toto je tá špeciálna láska, ktorou ma Boh miluje.
But still more than that.
Ale ešte niečo viac.
God has an original plan on every one of us.
Boh má pre každého z nás originálny plán.
When God created you, he created you with a plan on you.
Keď vás Boh stvoril, tak vás stvoril s plánom.
A plan that is original and that is only for you.
S plánom, ktorý je originálny a ktorý je jedine pre vás.
A plan that will die with you.
S plánom, ktorý zomrie spolu s vami.
We are all sons. We are all daughters.
My sme všetci synovia a sme všetci dcéry.
But the plan on every one of us is completely different.
Ale plán, ktorý má s nami Boh, je úplne rozdielny.
We cannot copy one another.
Nemôžem kopírovať jeden druhého.
God is such a big artist that he cannot produce things one like the other.
Boh je taký veľký umelec, že on nemôže vytvoriť totožné diela.
Every person is a masterpiece for God.
Každý človek je pre Boha umeleckým dielom.
With a specific plan.
So špeciálnym plánom.
With an original plan.
S originálnym plánom.
And what I have to do is just to become aware, to discern what is this plan of God for me.
A mojou úlohou je, aby som spoznal, aby som rozlíšil, aký je Boží plán so mnou.
Every plan is a plan of love.
A každý tento plán je plánom lásky.
You cannot imagine God if you really realize what we want from me. I realize that every plan is a plan of love.
A nevieme si predstaviť, teda musíme si predstaviť to, že každý plán, ktorý má Boh s nami, každý plán je plánom lásky.
Recently, I was in the Czech Republic preaching.
Nedávno som bol a kázal som v Českej republike.
And while I was traveling from one place to the other,
a počas cesty z jedného miesta na druhé,
I was going precisely from Červený kostelec to Třebíč.
Išiel som z Červeného kostelca do Třebíča.
Well, I was told that there was a sick priest who wanted to see me.
A dozvedel som sa, že žije v tejto oblasti nejaký starý kňaz, chorý kňaz, ktorý sa chcel so mnou stretnúť.
And given that we were on the way,
a keďže sme boli na ceste,
we stopped to see this priest and pray for him.
Zastavili sme sa u tohto kňaza a pomodlili sme sa za neho.
And what I found was something very astonishing.
A zistil som niečo prekvapujúce.
I found a priest relatively young, 47 years old.
A zistil som, že tento kňaz relatívne mladý, 47 ročný,
who was paralyzed in a bed.
Ležal paralizovaný v posteli.
Completely paralyzed.
Bol úplne paralizovaný.
He could move no organ of his body.
Nedokázal pohnúť ani jediným orgánom svojho tela.
He was breathing through a machine.
Aj dýchal pomocou prístroja.
He was eating through a tube.
Aj jedlo prijímal cez trubičku.
The only thing that he was moving were his eyes.
Jediným orgánom, ktorým dokázal pohybovať, boli jeho oči.
His brain were still very good.
Jeho mozog fungoval stále ešte dobre.
But he could move only his eyes.
Ale vedel pohybovať iba svojimi očami.
And he's living there, lying on that bed already for 8 years.
A takto pripútaný na posteľ tam už žije 8 rokov.
The doctors assured him that he cannot live more than 2 years.
Lekári ho ubezpečili, že nebude žiť viac ako 2 roky.
And yet he is there already for 8 years.
A napriek tomu ešte žije 8 rok.
In front of him, so looking 24 hours a day, is the Eucharist.
A on sa 24 hodín denne pozerá na Eucharistiu.
Eucharist that is giving him strength.
Na Eucharistiu, ktorá mu dodáva silu.
Then, in the sitting room, there is a little bench where people do come, say the rosary and pray.
A v tejto malej miestnosti je aj lavička, kam ľudia prichádzajú, modlia sa rúženec, alebo sa modlia.
But the astonishing thing is that before falling into this state,
ale je úžasné to, že predtým, ako sa dostal do tohto stavu,
and doctors told him that he was going to fall into a state where only his eyes could move.
A keď mu lekári povedali, že sa dostane do tohto stavu a bude vedieť pohybovať iba svojimi očami,
he said, God must have some plan on me.
Povedal, Boh musí mať so mnou nejaký plán.
He got in despair.
A neupadol do zúfalstva.
But he said, God has a plan on me in this situation.
Ale povedal si, Boh musí mať v tejto situácii so mnou nejaký plán.
So he invented a code with his eyes.
A vymyslel určitý kód, nejaký dorozumiaci prostriedok pomocou svojich očí.
So the way he opens and closes his eyes, through that he is communicating.
Teda komunikuje tým, akým spôsobom zatvára a otvára oči.
Invented a code of 4 levels, and on each level letters of the alphabet are put there.
Vymyslel určitý štvorstupňový kód, na ktorom sa nachádzajú písmená abecedy.
And he taught this code to a woman before falling into the state.
A skôr ako sa dostal do tohto stavu, tak tento kód prezradil jednej žene.
Believe it or not, today this father, who is called Philip Steiner, is writing books.
A verte tomu, či nie, tento človek, tento kňaz, ktorý sa volá Philip Steiner, takýmto spôsobom píše knihy.
He already wrote some books precisely through the code to the moving of his eyes.
A vďaka tomuto kódu, vďaka spôsobu, akým pohybuje svojimi očami, už napísal knihu.
He translates books.
Prekladá knihy.
He organizes pilgrimages.
Organizuje púte.
Only to the moving of his eyes.
A to len prostredníctvom pohybu svojich očí.
And in this state he converted many people. More than he converted when he was in full strength.
A v tomto stave už obrátil viac ľudí ako predtým, keď bol zdravý.
So what she did was she found God's plan in that situation.
Takže to, čo tento človek urobil, objavil Boží plán v tejto situácii.
She didn't say, but why did God abandon me?
Nepovedal, prečo ma Boh opustil.
But God doesn't know what he is doing.
Ale Boh vie, čo robí.
I am a priest.
Ja som kňaz.
I can do so many things.
Dokázal by som tak veľa vecí.
So why did he permit this illness in me?
Teda prečo Boh dovolil túto chorobu?
He didn't rebel.
Nebúril sa.
But he just searched God's plan for him.
Ale hľadal, aký má Boh pre neho plán.
If God is permitting this thing, it means that there is something behind it.
Ak toto Boh dopustil, to znamená, že niečo za tým bude.
And that means seeing God's love in everything.
A toto znamená vidieť Božiu lásku vo všetkom.
God is there.
Boh je prítomný.
And God is loving me.
A Boh ma miluje.
And God is caring about me.
A Boh sa o mňa stará.
And God not only has a plan on me, but he is the only one who accepts me as I am.
A Boh nielenže má so mnou plán, ale on ma prijíma takého, aký som.
I am precious to him.
Som pre neho vzácny.
He knows me by name.
Pozná ma po mene.
Many times we say, oh, I am nothing, I am nothing.
Veľmi často si hovoríme, som na nič, som bezcenný.
First of all, we don't mean it.
Ale nemyslíme to vážne.
Because if somebody tells you you are nothing, that is it. You don't speak anymore with him.
Lebo ak by vám niekto iný povedal, že ste na nič, že ste na nič, tak by ste sa s ním už nerozprávali.
So you don't believe it.
Teda neveríte tomu, čo
you
hovoríte.
Just say it, but you don't believe it.
Iba to vyslovíte, ale sami tomu neveríte.
But in reality, it is not true that I am nothing.
Ale v skutočnosti to nie je pravda, že nie sme na, že sme na nič.
I was nothing.
Bol som ničím.
But not now.
Ale teraz nie som.
Because God now created me and chose me to be his son and to be his daughter.
Lebo Boh ma stvoril a on chce, aby som bol jeho syn a jeho dcéra.
And being a son of God and being a daughter of God, can that mean nothing for you?
A je to na nič, keď je niekto Božím synom alebo Božou dcérou?
I think that when I say I am nothing, I am despising and insulting God.
Myslím si, že keď hovorím, že som nič, tak vlastne urážam Boha.
Because God was pleased with his creation.
Lebo Boha potešilo jeho stvorenie.
He rejoiced when he created man.
Bol rád, keď stvoril človeka.
So imagine that if a painter comes in front of me and he tells me, well, I want to show you a very beautiful picture that I made.
A teraz si predstavte, že keby nejaký maliar prišiel predo mňa a povedal by, že chce mi ukázať nejaký obraz, ktorý vytvoril.
And on showing me that painting, I tell him, oh, it's worth it nothing.
A keby som tomuto maliarovi, ktorý mi ukáže tento obraz, povedal, tento obraz je na nič.
Don't you think that you will be insulting that artist?
Nemyslíte si, že by som urazil tohto umelca?
And that is what I will be doing with God.
A to isté by som robil aj ja s Bohom.
While God is so happy with his creation,
lebo Boh,
I am telling him, oh, I am worth it now.
Keď sa Boh tak teší zo svojho stvorenia a ja by som mu povedal, to je všetko na nič.
It is not true.
To nie je pravda.
Because God sent his only son and he died for me.
Lebo Boh poslal svojho vlastného syna, svojho jediného syna a ten za mňa zomrel.
But can you imagine Jesus dying for nothing?
A viete si predstaviť, že by Ježiš zomrel pre nič?
Can you imagine Jesus coming from heaven, taking our body and taking all that passion For nothing.
Viete si predstaviť, že by Ježiš prišiel na túto zem, vzal by si telo a trpel, a to všetko len pre nič?
We are precious in front of him.
Sme mu vzácni.
Well, look at the person near you.
Pozrite sa na osobu vedľa seba.
I don't know whether you know her, you know him or not.
Neviem, či ju poznáte alebo nepoznáte.
But you must know something.
Ale musíte vedieť jednu vec.
You are sitting near a prince and near a princess.
Sedíte vedľa princa a vedľa princeznej.
Because we are children of a king.
Lebo sme deťmi kráľa.
Our God is king.
Náš Boh je král.
And if we are his sons, if we are his daughters, we are princes. We are princesses.
A ak sme jeho synovia a dcery, tak sme princovia a princezné.
So this is what we are.
Takže to sme.
God is loving me.
Boh ma miluje.
Sure, many times as I was saying, we do not understand him. And we must just believe that he is loving me.
Určite, ako som už spomínal, často tomu nerozumieme a nerozumieme tomu, ale musíme veriť, že ma miluje.
I like when he brings that example in the Deuteronomy, Leviticus, Psalms, when he says, I am carrying you on my wings as an eagle carry the little one on her wings.
Spomínam si, alebo veľmi mám rád ten obraz, ktorý prináša Sväté písmo v Starom zákone, keď hovorí o tom, že nás Boh nesie ako orlica svoje mláďa na svojich krídlach.
It is a very, very exciting symbolism.
Je to veľmi vzrušujúci symbol.
Well, Jews knew that when the eagle mother used to see that the eaglet was the time for her to begin to learn to fly.
Židia vedeli, že keď orlica videla, že jej mláďa je už schopné lietať,
the eagle mother goes and with her back she brings the little one and flies with it in the space.
Orlica zišla k hniezdu a zobrala orlíča na svoj chrbát a vzlietla hore.
Now you can imagine the fear of that little eagle when she found itself into the space.
Viete si predstaviť, aký strach muselo prežívať toto orlíča, keď sa ocitlo v tomto prázdnom priestore.
But why mother is doing this to me?
Prečo mi toto moja mama robí?
What nuisance was I giving to her or to anybody else in the nest I was?
Aký dôvod som jej zadala v hniezde, že toto robí?
I was giving no trouble there.
Veď som tam nerobil nič zlé.
So why my mother is doing this to me?
Tak prečo mi moja mama toto robí?
But the mother doesn't answer.
Ale matka neodpovedá.
And continues to fly higher and higher.
A letí stále vyššie a vyššie.
And the heart of that little eagle is beating fast.
A srdce tohoto orličaťa bije stále rýchlejšie.
But still the worst has to come.
Ale to najhoršie ešte len príde.
When the eagle mother is high in the sky, she opens its mouth.
Keď sa dostane táto matka orlica vyššie a vyššie s týmto orličaťom, ktoré drží v zobáku.
And that little eagle is falling like a bomb just towards its end.
Otvorí svoj zobák a toto orliča padá a ide byť s ním koniec.
Trying to open its wings, but she cannot. She's not trained to do it.
Snaží sa roztvoriť svoje krídelka, ale nevie ako, pretože nie je trénované.
Now the eagle mother knows what she is doing.
Ale matka orlica vie, čo robí.
And at the right moment, she flies very swiftly and let the little one fall on her wing.
A keď nastane tá vhodná chvíľa, tak zletí dole tak, aby toto orlíča padlo na jej krídla.
And then she brings very gently the little one again in its nest.
A potom veľmi nežne zoberie toto orlíča späť do hniezda.
Breathless.
To ani nedýcha.
Tired.
Je unavené.
Exhausted.
Unavené, vyčerpané.
Not understanding anything what is happening around her.
Nechápe, čo sa s ním dialo.
But the eagle mother knows what she is doing.
Ale matka orlíca vie, čo robí.
Now, many times we find ourselves as this little eagle.
Aj my sa veľmi často cítime ako toto malé orlíča.
Facing difficulties and facing problems in our life.
Keď sa stretávame s ťažkosťami, s problémami v našom živote.
Not knowing what is happening.
A nevieme, čo sa deje.
Not knowing why it's happening.
A nevieme, prečo sa to deje.
The only thing that can save me is assuring myself that God is loving me.
A jediná vec, ktorá ma dokáže zachrániť, je istota, že ma Boh miluje.
I cannot understand you, my Lord.
Nedokážem ťa porozumieť, Pane.
But I know that you are caring for me.
Ale viem, že sa o mňa staráš.
I know that you are loving me.
Viem, že ma miluješ.
And so I am just putting myself into your hands.
A tak sa odovzdávam do tvojich rúk.
Asking you to heal me and asking you to protect me.
A prosím ťa o to, aby si ma uzdravil a aby si ma ochraňoval.
The last symbolism that I want to present to you is precisely when through Isaiah God is telling me can ever a woman, a mother forget the fruit of her womb.
A posledný symbol, ktorý vám chcem predložiť, pochádza od Izajáša, ktorý hovorí: môže matka zabudnúť na plod svojho lona?
And yet also if she had to forget him, I will not forget you.
A keby aj ona zabudla, ja na teba nezabudnem.
Now imagine that coming here, Elenka or somebody else, give me this microphone, and she tells me, please take care, because this is very expensive.
A predstavte si, že by niekto, Elenka, keď sem prídem, dá mi do ruky mikrofón a povie mi, dávajte naň pozor, pretože je veľmi drahý.
So please do not let it fall.
A dávajte pozor na to, aby vám nevypadol z ruky.
And I get it very, very well in my hands, afraid that it could fall.
A držím tento mikrofón pevne v rukách a dávam pozor na to, aby mi nevypadol.
But now a crazy man from the assembly comes in front of me with a gun.
Ale zrazu by sa nejaký bláznivý človek z tohto zhromaždenia vynoril a postavil sa predo mňa so zbraňou.
What do you think I should do?
Čo myslíte, čo by som urobil?
I have no doubt I will make that microphone fall and raise up my hand.
Nemám ani najmenšiu pochybnosť o tom, že by som pustil tento mikrofón z rúk a zdvihol by som ruky.
And I forget all about the recommendations that I had before beginning the lecture.
A určite by som zabudol na všetky tie odporúčania, ktoré som dostal pred prednáškou.
But imagine now that instead of me holding this very expensive microphone, it is a woman, a mother, holding her baby.
Ale teraz si predstavte, že by namiesto mňa s drahým mikrofónom v rukách tu stála matka s dieťaťom vo svojich rukách.
And this gunman presents himself to her.
a prišiel by pred ňu tento muž so zbraňou.
What do you think this mother will do?
Čo myslíte, čo by táto matka urobila?
Do you think she will open her hands and let the baby fall?
Myslíte si, že by roztvorila svoju náruč a dovolila by, aby toto dieťa vypadlo?
I think this mother will hold her baby more strictly to her breast.
Myslím si, že by si táto matka ešte viacej pritlačila toto dieťa na svoju hruď.
She doesn't care about the gun.
Nestarala by sa o zbraň.
Well, God is saying, and also if this woman had to open her hands and let the baby fall, I will not do it.
A Boh hovorí, aj keby táto matka otvorila svoju náruč a vypustila by toto dieťa, ja by som to tak neurobil.
That is the way God loves you.
Takýmto spôsobom ťa Boh miluje.
That is the way God is caring for you.
Takto sa Boh o teba stará.
That is the way God wants to manifest himself personally to you.
Takto sa ti chce Boh osobne predstaviť.
I want to end with a little prayer.
Chcem ukončiť krátkou modlitbou.
A little prayer that will be symbolized by our hands.
Modlitbou, ktorú symbolizujú naše ruky.
So put your hand, the right one, at the bottom.
Takže
and the left one in the hand, in the right hand.
Urobte tak, že na svoju pravú ruku položíte svoju ľavú ruku.
Now the right hand represents the hand of the Father.
Pravá ruka predstavuje ruku Otca.
The left hand represents you.
Ľavá ruka predstavuje teba.
And just relax your hand in the other hand.
A nech tá jedna ruka odpočíva v tej druhej ruke.
Feel as if God is holding you with love.
Vnímaj, ako ťa Boh drží svojou láskou.
And taking again the word of God, taking it from Isaiah.
A znova si pripomeňme slova Izajaša.
My child.
Moje dieťa.
Can ever a father, can ever a mother let the baby go out of his hand?
Vari, môže otec, môže matka dovoliť, aby mu dieťa vypadlo z rúk?
Also, if a mother had to make her baby fall, I will never let you fall.
Ak by aj matka dovolila, aby jej dieťa vypadlo z rúk, ja to nikdy nedovolím.
In this moment, feel God's love for you.
V tejto chvíli precíť, ako ťa Boh miluje.
Many, many times, my Lord, as a little eagle, I imagined that you abandoned me.
Pane, veľmi často, podobne ako to malé orlíča, som si myslel, že si ma opustil.
Many, many times, my Lord, I thought that you are not caring more for me.
Veľmi často som si myslel, že sa už o mňa nestaráš.
Many times, my Lord, I left you because I thought that you left me.
Veľmi často som si, môj Pane, myslel, že som ťa opustil, pretože som si myslel, že si opustil ty mňa.
My Lord, I ask you, show me your love in all those moments when I feel unloved.
Pane, prosím ťa o to, aby si preukázal mi svoju lásku vtedy, keď sa cítim nemilovaný.
Put your hand, my Lord, on the many wounds that are still still open because of the lack of love of my mom or of my dad.
Pane, pomôž a polož svoju ruku na mnohé otvorené rany, ktoré mám a ktoré sú spôsobené nedostatkom lásky od mojho otca, od mojej matky.
Make me feel your love, my Lord.
Daj, aby som cítil tvoju lásku.
Make me feel that you love me.
Daj, aby som cítil, že ma miluješ.
That you know me by name.
Že ma poznáš po mene.
That I am precious in your eyes.
Že som v tvojich očiach vzácny.
I thank you, my Lord.
Ďakujem ti, môj Pane.
For showing me all this love.
Za to, že si mi prejavil túto lásku.
May I respond with a further love.
Daj, aby som aj ja odpovedal na túto lásku láskou.
Amen.
Amen.